Well, they could make corn sticks. Make corn sticks, cornbread, hoe cakes.
What's hoe cake like? What's hoe cake look like?
You take it and put it in a pan, kind of like a frying pan. And you make it up and you put it in there and it round and you turn it over. Cold out thin hoe cake cornbread, a lot of people just cook them like that and eat with little yellow mustard greens.
Have you ever made fish puppies?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make?
They made out of cornmeal. Make them up with some eggs and some water. A little bit of grease and put them in hot grease and fry them.
Are they different from corn dodgers?
Mm-hmm. They're almost the same. You fry both of them.
Okay.
They have different names for them.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I ain't never cooked one like that. Now, what do you call it?
I think that's a really old term that probably was used by our grandparents.
Yeah, must have, but I've never cooked any like that. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for soft cornbread if it's served in a bowl with a spoon? I think you pour boiling water on it.
Well, what that could be?
They have that mush or gruel. Is that what that is?
What would they take meal and make soup out of it?
I guess. I don't know.
That must have been if they put water in it. You must have took it and must have taken it and put water in it and made something out of what you call soup. But you just call it gruel along the end, see.
Uh-huh.
Do you know
what you call bread and loaves made out of white flour?
Light bread?
Yeah. And what about round pastries with a hole in the middle?
Donuts.
Okay. And sometimes donuts or breads can be made with baking powder to make them rise, but sometimes you have to use something else.
Soda.
Okay, and there's still something else too. It used to come in cakes, and now it can come in a powder form to make bread rise.
Maybe I don't know, but... Oh,
yeah, that's what I think. what do you call round flat cakes that you cook on a greased skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Hot cake.
Okay. And what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Middle and medium. Or salted bacon.
Okay. And what about pressed meatloaf that you make from hog jaw or hog's head?
Hog head cheese.
And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A seed.
How about the hard thing in the middle of
a
peach?
Peach kernel.
Okay. And you know, some peaches, the meat comes away from the kernel easily.
One the clear seed and the other the press.
Okay. You just know what I'm going to ask.
I come off far.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well, you don't have to flip the shells, snap beans.
And how about some beans that you do have to shell?
What, butter beans?
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or mustard that you can eat?
Mustard greens and turnip greens.
Mm. Have you ever heard them called anything else?
They call them a salad.
Hmm. Okay. What do you call corn that you just go out and pick and shuck and boil and then eat with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. And now this one may not be, I don't think you have these around here, but do you have a name for a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel? Okay, I think that's a northern term. Chipmunk and ground squirrel.
Well, I think of what you would call a rat hen. Now, rats are a little bit smaller than a squirrel. And I think that's how little things we got. With a rat. It could be a rat. Do you have a name on this one?
Yeah, I was thinking of a chipmunk or a ground squirrel.
Oh, we have something what they call a brown nose.